Mark chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Then Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how." What I appreciated most in my trip to Nepal and India was indeed to see how that seed of faith had sprouted and grown, and indeed at times man not knowing how. Some of you have probably heard how Raju's father, Pastor Bichirkati, came to faith. He was walking down the street and God used somebody who just threw a gospel tract away. Pastor Bichirkati saw the colorful pamphlet lying in the gutter, picked it up, and was amazed to read, "God loves you." From his Hindu background, that was amazing. But he indicated that it was really 10 years until he'd come to faith. But during that whole time, he kept that track, pondered that word of a God who could so love us, and talked to many people about faith. Yeah, the seed was sprouting and growing, though he knew not how. I was really surprised when I asked that question of Pastor Milan, how he'd come to faith. He said, "My life was a mess." And how did that bring you to faith? Well, he explained that he was living from one drunken brawl to the next, and his wife was ready to leave him. In desperation, he thought, "Well, maybe Christianity can straighten out my messed up life." But as he came to know Christ, he found that Christianity is not a system of moral improvement. It was a message about how Jesus had lived the perfect life to make him righteous. And in thankfulness, his life also changed. Pastor Ramchandra, he came to faith about 10 years ago when a Christian was up in his mountain village passing out gospel tracts. Well, he really didn't come to faith then, but that was the starting point. He didn't understand what Christianity was about, but he thought there must be some secret behind it, he told me. He wanted to find out what it was. Now, you need to understand, he lives 3 hours up a mountain from the nearest road. But every week, he'd make that walk down and back to join in worship and Bible study. And gradually, as he learned more, he started sharing what he was learning back in his own village. How the secret of Christianity is that God has openly revealed his heart of love, giving his son to die for your sins and mine. And one of the people that heard about this from him actually lived 3 hours further up those mountains. And like him, started walking down back and forth each week for worship and Bible study. In God's amazing grace, both of those villages now have congregations. And in fact, in the latter case, the whole village has come to faith. About 250 people. Yeah, the seed sprouted and grew. Man himself not knowing how. Pastor Leek has been a Christian for about 45 years, according to my very short, brief understanding and experience. That's very unusual in Nepal. You see, Christianity in any form, preaching, teaching, confessing, evangelizing, handing out tracts, was illegal in Nepal until 1990. And so most of the Christians have become Christians since then. But he explained that he also had been living a life besotted in drunkenness. And one night, a man helped him up out of the gutter, took him to his house, cleaned him up, put him to bed. And the next morning, he didn't preach Christ to him, because that would have been illegal. But he spoke to him about it symbolically. He didn't remember the symbols. But he kept coming back and learning more from him. There was another man in his congregation who's also been a Christian for longer than since 1990. In fact, 55 years. And he pointed out that when he was brought to faith, it was also through a symbol. The symbol of a ladder to heaven. And gradually he came to know that that ladder on which we can come to God and have free access to His grace is none other than Jesus Christ. Both of these men, living at a time when Christianity was illegal, were persecuted for it, beaten, and thrown in prison. And yet, the seed sprouted and grew, though man knows not how. Well, time would fail to tell you about every individual, but indeed, what a joy to see the work of the Spirit in all of the congregations over there, with their eagerness to hear God's Word, their willingness to sacrifice so much to follow Jesus, and their fervency in joining you with their hearts in prayer and praise to Christ. But time does not fail to tell you about one more individual, Pastor DePaul. Sadly, when he was a young child, he was orphaned. And yet he looks back on it thankful, because it was a Christian orphanage that took him in and helped him learn about the God who loves you so much that He gave His own Son to be your brother, that we might no longer be orphans, but the holy children of God. And so it gives me no greater joy than to see you continue walking in that faith in Christ Jesus. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join in prayer. Lord Jesus, one of our sisters, Rebecca Kazemba, is having surgery this morning. We ask that you would guide the surgeon's hands to bring healing according to your gracious will. Comfort and strengthen her in the midst of this tribulation, and help her on the path to recovery in every way. In your name we ask it. Amen. Hymn 471, stanzas 1 through 4. 471, 1 through 4.